Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Nobody lives a golden life. The good and bad, troubling and reassuring, pitch perfect and off kilter, usually keep one another company in each of us and in every single love affair. Sometimes at the same time. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Vamp comes from vampire. Back in the early part of the 20th century, it meant a woman who used her sexual wiles to get what she wanted from a man. During those same years, a baby was anything but. She was alluring and irresistible, often very much a vamp. Putting the two together made for a wicked oxymoron. On the other hand, linking a vamp to jazz, to hot music, made perfectly good sense. From 1917, Craig Bierko, Brian Lane Green, Jeffrey Rockwell, and Mark D. Kaufman, with Jerome Kern and Harry B. Smith's Baby Vampire, and from 1920, Marion Harris with Louis Alter and Arthur Swanstrom's I'm a Jazz Vampire.
She's society's drooping bud, the experienced ingenue. A juvenile sphinx, no one knows what she thinks, though you may imagine you do. This big world seems very strange and new to the wondering gaze in her eyes of blue.
She has only destroyed a home or two.
Poor little baby vampire. Poor little baby vampire.
This blasé cherub goes everywhere.
Even as you and I.
Her skirts are brief as a sinner's prayer. They're apt to terminate anywhere.
But like our Eva, why, she don't care.
Neither do you and I.
She's society's sweet 16. With the song that the sirens sing.
Her face has the guile of the Mona Lisa smile,
which may mean most any old thing.
If the story started a bit risque,
well, not before her,
someone will say.
She just draws, I heard it, a different way.
Poor little baby vampire. Every night she can dance until daylight glows. At six or about, when strong men are tired out, she is still as fresh as a rose. She's a fluffy kitten, all fur and purr. Men lose their minds when they look at her.
She will probably marry Papa's chauffeur.
Poor little baby vampire.
Coffee roll, ham and egg, turn over, put the crullers in a hole. Get upon a trolley car, the car begins to sway. I sit upon a half a dozen laps to start the day. I walk into the office and I greet the starter there. Six or seven elevators go up in the air. Sit down at my Remington and syncopate the keys. The fellow by the water stand gets water on the knees. The boss dictates a letter. Dear sir, I'd like to... The man who gets the letter has to stop and hesitate. Now when the day is over and the sun sets in the west, say I'm the only little bird who doesn't go to rest, for I'm a jazz vampire. Take a tip, take a tip, take a tip from me, for I am all the evil music has. I stood by the ocean, no one around, shook my shoulders and the sun went down, for I'm the meanest kind of jazz vampire. I'm the wicked vampire of the jazz.
Bierko Green, Rockwell and Kaufman, Baby Vampire, and Marion Harris, Jazz Vampire. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Good and bad merge and diverge and merge again. We're dealing with opposites and contradictions and even paradoxes. It takes a song lyric to sort them out quickly and clearly. Here's a point of view that appears and reappears in popular music. A little danger, a little sexual risk, but never more than somebody can handle. There's usually something jokey about the sexiness. Nell Carter with Leonard Bernstein and Huey Prince's 1944, It's Got to Be Bad to Be Good.
You don't talk to me tender or treat me easy the way it's not very gay, but love is that way. It's gotta be bad to be good. Since the first day we started, you played me evil. Don't know how I stood, what I stood. But I'll stay.
Carter, It's Got to Be Bad to Be Good. That's not to say that there aren't songs that take the opposite point of view. A lot of them come perilously close to being Pollyanna songs, but this one has some wit and even a bit of edge. It lists off the various temptations and where they might end up, from having a drink to giving a kiss. You truly are on your own. From Vernon Duke and John Latouche's 1940 score to Cabin in the Sky, Sam Lewes, Not So Bad to Be Good.
Preach preachers say it's hard to be good. They tell you it's all so easy to stray. But listen to me, and you will agree that the easiest thing is to cling to the straight and narrow way. It's not so bad to be good. When Satan calls, better keep your distance. Take the line of least resistance. You'll be glad to be good. It's not so good to be bad. You're drinking gin and you're all in clover. Comes a bang and you're hanging over. Lots of work being bad. You rush about from spot to spot, spending money and getting hot. When you're through, all you've got is just a headache. If you were lucky, a gal steps out with a lad. She swaps one kiss with a handsome varmint. Soon she's knitting a tiny garment. It's not so good to be bad, and not so bad to be good. Towns like Sodom were mad. In old Gomorrah, the low-life sinners all got roasted like blue plate dinners. Serves them right being bad. You may like high-stepping shows, but John the Baptist with gay Salome lost his head when he hollered, "Show me!" Always keep them in clothes. That painted jazzy Jezebel raised old Nick like the good book tells. Though she thought it was swell, where did she wind up? Down in the doghouse, this moral history shows. The bad try hard, though the end is gory. Just you sit and you'll get to glory. It's not so good to be bad, and not so bad to be good.
Sam Lewes, Not So Bad to Be Good. That said, it's easier said than done. Temptation is the sweetest of apples, especially when it turns out to be the way for a woman to keep her man. The lyrics sound straightforward enough, but listen to the undertone of irony and even cynicism. This woman is as tough as she needs to be. Tammy Wynette, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad.
I've never seen the inside of a bar room, or listened to a jukebox all night long. But I see these are the things that bring you pleasure, so I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat them, join them. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me. Because your good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because your good girls are gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life. Because your good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad.
Tammy Wynette, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. The fact that you can sum up the situation as something as short as a song title doesn't mean it isn't complicated. Here are two different approaches to the same circumstance. In the first, desire. In the second, observation and appreciation. From Hugh Martin's 1951 score to Make-A-Wish, Nanette Fabre, I Want to Be Good and Bad, and from 1928, Cliff Edwards with Good Little, Bad Little You.
Girls, I'm never going back to that dreadful orphanage. I'm going to really live. Yes, sir.
But in Paris?
How?
Won't they catch you?
Aren't you afraid?
One question at a time, please. My head is in a whirl. Don't tell me it's a crime, please, to want to stop being an orphan and start being a girl. I suppose the longings I'm having are the kind that every girl has. But I'm gonna do things exciting and new things.
Such as,
I wanna be good, good and bad. The life that I lead makes me good and sad. Just sitting and waiting is very frustrating. It makes me good and mad. I want to be nice, nice and hot. I want all the things other girls have got, like flowers and candy, perhaps even brandy. Not a lot, just a spot. There has got to be a shake-up, 'cause it's time for me to wake up. First I'll take up makeup, then the cigarette. I've been scrubbing and a slaving. Now it's cuddling that I'm craving. Wanna do some misbehaving, I'll regret. I wanna be sweet, sweet and low. I can't abide cotton and calico. I wanna wear sable and bracelets and bangles, and have a fine label on dresses with spangles. I wanna be able to know all the angles. I wanna go utterly mad. Be good and bad.
I want an ermine wrap.
And may I add, I want champagne on tap.
I want a Rolls Royce and diamonds just for show.
I want a big chateau.
I want a man with dough.
I want love.
From all the roofs of Paris, I'll shout love.
I know I'll never want to be without love.
I'll be attached to it. There's no catch to it. When you want love,
and I want love, yes, want love.
'Cause when I strike love, I will like love.
I'll be flotsam, I'll be jetsam, 'cause the gal who pats and pets them is the gal who always gets them in the air.
In the air.
I'll be jetsam, I'll be flotsam, when I'm hotsam and I gotsam, I'll completely go to potsam
and I'm bent.
I want to be chased, chased by men. I hope that they catch me again and again.
And if there is trouble and I'm in a peck of it, let trouble be double, I won't mind a speck of it. 'Cause life is a bubble and that's just the heck of it.
So I gotta answer its call and throw myself into the brawl.
And whether I rise or I fall,
say, good little, bad little you. What makes you tease me like you do? I look right in your angel eyes. They're little devils and they're in disguise. And got one, got two lips I crave. Still they say, won't you please behave? And who knows it too? Good little, bad little you. Yes, good little, bad little you. What makes you tease me like you do? I look right straight into your angel eyes. I find they're little devils and they're in disguise. You got one, got two lips I crave. Still they say, won't you please behave? And who knows it too? Good little, bad little you. Say you're the naughtiest baby, still you're as sweet as you can be. First you treat me nice, then you're cold as ice. You're a puzzle to me. Oh, you're good, you're bad, wish I knew. What makes you tease me like you do? I look right in your angel eyes. I find they're little devils in disguise. Oh, you got it, one, got two lips I crave. Still they say, won't you please behave? And who's that smart? A certain party knows it too. Good little, bad little you. Good little, bad little you.
Nanette Fabre, I Wanna Be Good and Bad, and Cliff Edwards, Good Little Bad Little You. Fidelity's a funny thing. You're being good, faithful, true to the one you love. You spend your nights on the shelf, listening to the radio, and it's driving you nuts. You can't wait to misbehave. The title tells you what he's doing, and by implication, what he wants to do. From 1929, Fats Waller with his and Andy Razaf's Ain't Misbehavin'.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just to let you know that I paid my alimony and I ain't misbehaving. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Yes, just for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, sitting over there in the corner. Don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, don't stay out late, got no place to go. I'm home about 8 at my neighbor's radio. I can't afford one. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. My little ring. behaving, saving my love for you. Here's your money.
Fats Waller ain't misbehaving. And now we extend the coverage to make-believe. Most of the characters in fairy tales are all bad or all good, but sometimes that same mix of good and bad appears to complicate a character. Sweet and innocent, maybe, but also crafty and shrewd. Violence is as common as magic. You have to wonder about Little Red Riding Hood, as the song title asks the question. The Yacht Club Boys, with Alfred Pace Randolph's 1925, How Could Red Riding Hood Have Been So Very Good and Still Keep the Wolf from the Door?
Young but old enough for us to understand. We all believed in fairies and the folks in fairyland. But the modern child is running wild, he wants to know too much. He's never understood about Red Riding Hood. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. Now they say that she found a great big wolf in Granny's bed, and he had a great big sunbonnet pulled down over his head. But you know and I know what she must have found instead. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? Why was she dressed up in her bright flaming red, unless she expected to knock someone dead? Why did she ramble? She knew 'twas a gamble. She was out in the woods for no good. They say she was a maid, most discreet.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it, she must have been sweet. But you know, and I know, that even sweet girls must eat.
Oh, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
I asked you, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door? I have heard of many strange things in New York, but who ever heard of a wolf that could talk? I hate to doubt it, but there's something about it that sounds mighty funny to you.
Now, you know, I don't believe any one of those fairy tales is true.
You don't?
I don't believe them. You believe them?
I believe all fairy tales.
And I'd like to ask you, who was the father of all the little children of the woman that lived in the shoe?
Jack the Giant Killer.
How could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
The Yacht Club Boys, How Could Red Riding Hood? You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. So far, everything has been good and bad in a single individual. But sometimes they're about a couple with different reactions to the same thing. The result might not make for a harmonious future, or maybe any future at all. Follow along as Fred Waring's orchestra lets us hear Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva's 1930, Good for You, Bad for Me. Thank you.
for me.
Fred Waring, Good For You, Bad For Me. The songs vary in style and range across the decades. Their outlooks swing back and forth, but always there are the collisions between good and bad. These songs bring different points of view that stretch the limits of the possible. The first trades in the differences between appearance and reality, the outer self and the inner. The second song makes a distinction between emotions. It's the awareness that counts. Fats Waller with his and Lester Santley's Looking Good But Feeling Bad, and Merle Haggard, It's Not Love, But It's Not Bad.
Always there each time.
like I held on to you. We still don't have what you and I once had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours was. It's not love, but it keeps love from driving me mad. And I don't have to wonder who she's had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. I turn to her when you leave me alone. Sometimes even when you're here and you're still gone, she's slowly changing what you leave so sad. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours was. It's not love, but it keeps love from driving me mad. I don't have to wonder who she's had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours was. It's not love, but it keeps love from driving me mad. And I don't have to wonder who she's had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad.
Fats Waller and his band, Looking Good But Feeling Bad, and Merle Haggard, It's Not Love, But It's Not Bad. And now we come to the blues. Not one of those mournful traditional blues from the Delta, but the results of the blues move to the city, from jazz to Broadway. First, by way of oxymoron, we've got a naughty sweetie who's spreading the blues. And second, we've got a title song from a Broadway musical that describes the mix of music that defines the time. From 1919, Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band, with Arthur Swanstone, Charles McCarran, and Carrie Morgan's The Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And from 1936, Ethel Merman with the title number from Cole Porter's Red Hot and Blue. Thank you.
you're human. I'm one of those human who only goes in for Berlin and Vincent Human. I'm for the guy that eludes Bach sonatas and Chopin preludes. So if some nice man I meet, I always murmur, toot sweet. If you want to thrill me and drill me for your crew, sing me a melody that's red, hot, and blue. Before you expand on that grand cottage for two, sing me a melody that's red, hot, and blue. I can take Sibelius for Delius, but I swear I throw my best pal away for Callaway. So when we're all set and I get married to you, don't let that violin start playing low and grin. It may be sweet as sin, but it's not red, hot, and blue.
Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band, The Blues Mine Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, and Ethel Merman, Red, Hot, and Blue. When you link a baby, an image of innocence, to being naughty, you might think it's childhood misbehavior, but you'd be wrong. This is the other kind of baby and the other kind of naughtiness. Another good girl sets out to do business, but soon learns that it's going bad. Amanda Pryor and Sean Scott with the Gershwins' Naughty Baby, and Irving Berlin with his own Business for a Good Girl is Bad.
If you want a girl who's sentimental, one who'll never set you in a whirl, one who will be always sweet and gentle, I am not that kind of girl. But if you prefer a rather swift one, if you think you'd like to run around with a bright one, I am just the right one. Naughty baby, naughty baby, who will tease you? I can show the way and know the way to please you. If you're wanting a beginner, I shan't do. I can make a saint a sinner when simple kind are rather slow, dear. Then you ought to try a naughty one, you know, dear. But you'll never meet another who will be a naughty baby, naughty baby, just like me.
my class. All the boys were underneath. Another will be a naughty baby, naughty baby.
Naughty baby, naughty baby.
Naughty baby, naughty baby.
Naughty baby.
Just like me.
Finding work in Paris isn't easy for a girl who just wants to work. For in every business place I find that the boss has more than business on his mind. Finding work is easy if a girl agrees to fall in love with a clerk. She must make her heart an important part of her work. There are lots of jobs in Paris, but they're not for girls like I'm. If you easily embarrass, you're embarrassed all the time. There's a job that I would treasure, selling hats and hosiery. I could have the job with pleasure, but with pleasure, not for me. Yesterday I was on my way to the famous Folies Bergère. Someone said in the news I read that they wanted chorus girls there. Soon I stood in an office, questioned by a man. He put me through an interview, and this is how it ran. Can you kick? I can kick. How high? So high. Can you sing? I can sing. How high? So high. Can you dance? I can dance. How well? Quite well. Then he said to me, I would like to see, and I danced so he could tell. Di-da-dum, da-da-dum, di-da-dum, 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 dum-dum, da-da-dum, dum-dum, da-da-dum, dum-dum, da-dum. But I suddenly stopped dancing when I saw him dim the lights. He remarked, I like your dancing, but do you look good in tights? As he cast a wicked eye on what I call my hips, he said, here's some tights that you can try on. So I slapped his face and fled. Finding work in Paris isn't easy for a girl who won't unclad. I prefer to keep my clothes on, my above and my belows on. So business for a good girl is bad.
Amanda Pryor and Sean Scott, Naughty Baby, and Irving Berlin with his own Business for a Good Girl is Bad. It's time to wrap it up with an overview that asserts an understanding of what's going on and how we're managing to survive it as well as we can. This is George Burns' Good Old, Bad Old Days.
Don't you realize we're living today? I'm happy to say, in the good old, bad old days. Taking the breaks, making mistakes, good old, bad old ways. Some people say they long for the old days, to take them way back when. I'd sooner stay right here with the gold days than go through that again. Seems to me you're either out or you're in. you lose or win, and be sad or glad all day. You're poor or you're rich, who knows which is which anyways. We're living on time, we're having to borrow. No one knows if we will live to see tomorrow. Nevertheless, I guess we gotta confess, these are the good old, bad old days. Day by day you're either up or you're down, king or clown, the good old, bad old days. It's heaven or hell, hail or farewell, the good old, bad old days. Da-da, da-da, da-dee-da-dee-da-da. Da, 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 da. I used to do a little dance there, but I sold it to Gregory Hines for $2. Da, da, da. And I realized the rain and come shine, they're yours, they're mine, in these crazy, mad old days. And if they play in my key, I'll wait for the curtain to raise. I'll sing all my songs, put on my makeup, right until the day that I forget to wake up. I'm happy to say I'm living today in these good old, these bad old, in these good old, bad old days.
George Burns, Good Old Bad Old Days. That's about it. The way the world is, the way we are, and the way we usually manage to get through it, if only by the skin of our teeth. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
I'll have to sneak up to it someday, I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm, you got me on the go, Fascinating Rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking, just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off, make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.